Grant McKee parked his aging Dodge Neon by a row of pickups out front of an aluminum-sided shop in Prescott, Arizona. The air shook with the punch of nail guns and the rattle of diesel engines, and a dry breeze whipped the last of winter's humidity from the desert southwest. It was early April, and the new leaves on the only two trees inside the fenced-in compound rustled quietly. From the driver's seat, Grant watched seven or eight men huddled together inside the shop's raised garage door. Like him, nearly all were in their early 20s and fit, prime draftees, had Uncle Sam come calling. They wore oil-stained Carhartt pants, faded flannel shirts, and down jackets with duct tape patches covering holes. Most had quit jobs washing dishes or parking cars as golf course valets to be frontline grunts in America's long war on wildfires. None of them could have known it that April morning, but the Granite Mountain hotshots would come to define their lives. Grant made the long walk toward the men. His unused leather work boots, heavy and foreign, clicked on the blacktop as he entered the garage. He had an angular face, pronounced eyebrows, and dark hair recently cut to give him the put-together look he liked. But what caught the other firefighters' attention was his build, 5'7", with the same muscled frame that had carried him to the varsity wrestling team as a high school freshman. Inside, most of the guys silently sized the others up. Some knew one another. Others looked terrified. One fidgeted nervously, as if just being in Granite Mountain's hallowed garage fulfilled a dream. Grant didn't feel that way. He might have looked like a hotshot, but 2013 was his first season, and he wasn't sure he wanted to be one. If all went as planned, he'd make $30,000 by November, and, with a resume padded with first responder experience, move on to the paramedic job he actually wanted. At first glance, wildland firefighting seemed an odd step for Grant, even if the city of Prescott's fire department hosted the wildland fire crew. He preferred movies and comfortable beds to the outdoors, and over the next 8 months, the job would afford him very little time inside. Granite Mountain's modest and nondescript headquarters took up a corner of the closest thing the 40,000-person city of Prescott had to an industrial district. It didn't look much like a real fire station. No hoses, no turnouts, red trucks, or spotted dogs. The inside smelled of two-stroke gasoline and stale wood smoke, and the walls were decorated with some of the more interesting things the guys had found in the woods. A deer's jawbone sat on the tool rack with the screwdrivers, and a dozen rusted-out pull-tab Coors cans with sun-cured pine needles sticking out of the tops filled one shelf. A jumble of wooden tool handles, some splintered from crushing swings, filled an entire corner, and chainsaws and their parts, chains, carburetors, air filters, cluttered a rolling island in the middle of the room. The hotshots called the place the Saw Shop, and Grant and a dozen other firefighters milled about, waiting for the shift to start. A few minutes later, a diesel Ford F-250 that was lifted 18 inches off its oversized tires rumbled into the parking lot. Donut emerged and walked straight up to Grant and the other rookies. "You guys ready to learn?" he asked. Then he took his place nearby and struck up a loud conversation with other veterans.